Everybody, huddle up. Live from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, this is the Great Dane Huddle featuring Badgers legend and special guest host, Barry Alvarez.
I'd love to coach a game like that.
Oh, man.
They may not see a pass in the second half. And that was good. That would be the shortest second half in Camp Randall history. I'd run that clock. That game would be over. We'd be home having cocktails at 3:30.
On 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand, alongside former Badgers Derek Engler and Tarek Salah, here's Alex Gravatt.
It is the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, the Great Dane Huddle. I'm Alex Gravatt alongside Tarek Salah. No Derek Engler today, and of course, joined from his undisclosed location in a place not that much warmer than it is here, Coach Barry Alvarez. Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing great.
Love to hear it.
Great, Coach.
We have the Super Bowl matchup set as the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the New England Patriots, but the Eagles of Philadelphia. It is going to be a rematch from 2 years ago. Both teams look incredibly different than they did, but Kansas City looking to do what's never been done and win three back-to-back-to-back. And I just got to start there, Coach. What does that say about the organization, and how impressive is that to you as someone who's been an athletic director and a coach?
Yeah, for someone to, especially in that league where you have turnover, you have players that the contracts are over, you have to keep players. For them to keep their main players, to bring new blood in, and to sustain that success, to keep continuity within the staff, to keep continuity with the ownership and the administration, it's impressive. It really is. Both programs have done it the right way. I've watched the Eagle program grow, and Kansas City has, they speak for themselves and what they've accomplished, but the Eagles have really done a nice job of building that program.
Yeah, and no doubt on the Kansas City side, obviously Mahomes is awesome, but they've done a nice job. You know, this Xavier Worthy guy, they picked him up in the draft. They've really stabilized their defense. They brought in some great players like Leo Chanel that we know too well. They did a nice job reloading every year.
Well, they reload every year.
You know what?
Loaded with Badgers, Barry, isn't that right?
They are, and I love it. I told somebody, I was watching the game, told some friends, I said, look at middle of the field, the center and the middle linebacker. Those are our guys. You know, it's impressive. And I love when you have Wisconsin players out on the field representing us and playing in the big time like that. That's impressive. And, it's an added interest for me, and I'm sure for a lot of fans. It's fun to watch the games, but when you have a Badger right in the mix, the important part of the team, it even makes it more interesting.
Absolutely. Oftentimes, the middle linebacker, the captain of the defense, it's looked really good, too. They've been fantastic. They've been difference makers for those two teams, and it kind of begs the question, what is it about the Wisconsin players that they had at that point, and can they kind of resume that dominance? It's been a couple of years since the middle of the Badgers off or defensive line and defensive front seven has looked like that, it feels like. Tarek, as a linebacker, what are you seeing from those guys, and how far off are we?
Well, I think we're very close. I got to get the Badger linebacker. I'll get his name, but there's one kid we're going to look out for. He's not Curtis. I'm just trying to think here of the guy's name, but he's I should have known this off the start, but I will get it. But I think Christian Allegro.
Allegro.
Yeah, I there's some guys there that are stepping up. I think they're going to be better, but it's part of the process. And then having this D-line, really, Coach, right? You got to have a D-line so your linebackers could actually execute. It's a fair statement.
Yeah, your D-line, a lot of D-linemen want to make plays. But the biggest responsibility for them is to hold their gap responsibility and protect the linebackers. Let your good defenses allow their linebackers to run and make plays. The D-line, they can pressure the passer, but their responsibility is to occupy the offensive line, let the linebackers make the tackles.
And I mind you, Christian Allegro, 6'4", 240 pounds.
Big man.
And he's running all over the field making plays. And I believe he was just a sophomore. So he's going to be a junior. Hopefully we get to keep him for two more years. And he's going to lead that defense with that defensive line in front of him that's transferring in, I guess.
844-770-3776. The Carbless talk and text line list is more. That's your way into the show. If you got questions about what's happening with the Badgers right now, or if you think that the tush push is good or bad, as you heard us talking on Crosstalk just a few moments ago, let us know. I'm Alex Kratt alongside Tarek Salah and Coach Alvarez joining the show virtually. Now, Coach, we talked about it for the last segment, the tush push. It has become a hotbed issue. People are angry about it. How do you feel about the tush push? Should it be banned from the NFL?
It's boring to watch. I don't know how you ban a play like that, but, you know, it's effective. They do it well. Other teams have tried it. They aren't as effective. So they have it perfected. And so give them credit.
So, Coach,
everyone doesn't do it well.
So many moons ago, I don't know how many, maybe 10 years ago, we couldn't help the runner, right? You couldn't help the runner. Now you could help the runner, right? So that contributes to the push and those other end-of-run deals where the offensive linemen come in and assist.
I don't like that. No, I don't like that, particularly as a defensive player. I don't like where linemen can come in. You've got the offensive guy stopped, and then here comes a big lineman or two, and they hit the pile. And they move everybody for an extra 5 yards. That's cheap. I don't like that.
All right, Coach doesn't like it. Now, you were a fullback and a defensive, you know, linebacker, Tarek. Where do you fall on that? Are you pro or anti?
Well, I've played defense for longer than I did offense.
That you did.
I tend to agree with Coach, and I'm not to be an older dude, but like, there's a safety issue there too, because you're clipping guys off, and they're defenseless in a lot of ways. So I mean, if you're gonna protect the receivers, you want to protect the defenders. We're people too, you know. So you just can't come clipping us and we're defenseless, you know.
You and Brad Nortman always trying to tell us we're people too. Punters are people too. Defenders are people too. Who's not people these days, Coach? It's gonna be the Kansas City Chiefs. It's gonna be the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles, you mentioned earlier, have really worked hard to retool that defense. There are seven different starters than the last time they were in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago. That's really impressive. How are they going to stop Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, you never totally stop them, but you can control them. You can slow them down. You can make them earn everything. My whole thing was this. Let them, if they throw passes, they're going to complete some passes. Make them throw, catch, tackle them. Don't let them throw it over you, and don't let them run after they catch it. Make them earn everything.
So I feel like, you know, as a Badger, we more identify with the Philadelphia Eagles, where they have a really tough run game. They have the best running back in the game. You know, the quarterback's physical, and they got a physical defense. I think, you know, winning the turnover battle, controlling the ball, the time of possession, keeping the ball out of Mahomes' hands. You know, a lot of things that Coach, the strategy that Coach implemented when we were playing with one-us games, I think they got to do the same thing because, you know, Mahomes is going to get his, but, you know, he can't do it if he's on the bench.
So is that how you choose which team you're going to root for? Which one you resonate with more in that way? Reminds you of Wisconsin football?
No doubt. You know, and we got Bond and Chanel. So, but I'm rooting for Bond. He's newer. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. And absolutely identify more with the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'll be rooting for them.
Coach, which one reminds you more of the Badgers?
I think the Eagles, probably. Actually, Yeah, probably the Eagles. I think Kansas City relies so much on Mahomes and his feet. You know, Mahomes puts a lot of pressure on you. I was just thinking about this today. On paper, you can draw up a defense and everything could be sound and it looks great. And you always have to have someone, you call him a spy, that's responsible for the quarterback because he's going to pull it down. So many times, how many times you see him during a game, everyone's covered, he looks, they give him good protection, he pulls it down and runs for a first down. That is demoralizing for a defense. So you get a spy to watch him. So when he pulls it down, the problem is it's usually a linebacker spy, and Mahomes takes off, and they can't run as fast as Mahomes. So they can't catch him to bring him down. You're just wasting a guy. So he really puts a lot of pressure on you.
You know, Coach used to say, you know, especially to Darrell Bevell or Ian Brooks or any of our quarterbacks, take what they give you. Take what the defense gives you. So Mahomes does that better than anybody. I mean, he's able to look through his reads, and he's so patient. And he goes, you know, the five, dink and dunk, he does that, and then he could go deep if he has to. As Coach says, he could scurry and get you 5 yards. You know, he's not Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson, but he's way better than Brady, right? And a lot of other guys. He's just really special. You know, so it's going to be a huge challenge for those guys.
Riley Yauch back in the ESPN Madison Everlight Solar Studio. In this game, the Super Bowl, who are you rooting for?
The Eagles. Come on. I'm fully on board with the Chiefs' fatigue. We've seen them enough now. I'm ready to be done with Kansas City. I'll be rooting for the Eagles. And I like Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is an absolute stud. He's a joy to watch. He seems like a solid dude. So that's a
Big
guy I can root
guy.
For. Exactly. Penn State grad. And we have Zach Bond on the defensive side of the ball. So pretty easy choice for me. Fly, Eagles, fly all the way.
Oh, man.
I like it. There's a strong commitment there.
Yes,
my problem is I have a 10-year-old at home that's a big Taylor Swift fan, so of course she's a big Kansas City fan.
Now, why is that a problem?
Well, it's because if I'm rooting for the Eagles and she's – I mean, you know, she'll get after my ass and, you know, check me if I cheer too loud. You know, she'll kick me out of the room and I got to go in the other go in the basement. See, I used to be tough coach with the older girls. Now I'm just a pushover, you know, with a 10-year-old.
Are you going to be watching the game, Coach?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, I want to get to that in just
a
minute.
What I root for is a good game.
That's what we're all rooting for.
Yeah, I just want to – I love to see a competitive game, four-quarter game, guys getting after it, which I'm sure they will. But I sure as hell don't want to see a blowout.
No blowouts here, and there's never a blowout at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company in Madison. It's an original. It's brewing award-winning craft beers, and they have been for 30 years. Whether you're a fan of the Pilsner, IPA, Stouts, or Sours, the Great Dane's team of brewers always have something great on tap. Head to one of their locations in Fitchburg, downtown, Eastside, or come join us at the Hilldale. Have a drink with us right now. Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, Madison's original brew pub, serving award-winning beers and great food since 1994. We're going to have more on the Super Bowl and a big shakeup happening in the Big Ten this week. We'll have that and why it matters for Wisconsin football coming up next. This is the Great Dane Pub. This is the Great Dane Huddle.
There you go.
The Great Dane Huddle rolls on 100.5 ESPN. I'm Alex Gravatt alongside Tarek Saleh. Coach Barry Alvarez joining us virtually. And we've got the Super Bowl lined up. But more than that, big news in the Big Ten today as Penn State signs away Ohio State's defensive coordinator. A lot of money being exchanged here. We reported $6 million total. Coach, there's interdivision rivalries happening here. What's going on over there?
I saw that today. I was shocked. I was shocked. First of all, for another school within the conference to go in and swoop a coordinator from another top team, and the dollars they paid him was off the charts. They were off. It's off the charts. It's unprecedented.
$3.1 million, 3-year deal. My apologies. So the salary will be at least $3 million. Tarik, what does that say to you if he's leaving Ohio State?
Well, Penn State's got something going on. You know, I believe Joel Klatt, whoever the guy from Fox, he had Penn State number one in the country. You know, you saw a lot of dynamic defenders there. Then again, you know, like players, they go for a better deal. He got a better deal, and he took it. And, you know, $6 million or $3 million a year, it's crazy. But that's where we're at today. Yeah. And Coach, the Big Ten is really taking a hold here in the country. We're standing out. We're getting the best players now. We're becoming, you know, arguably better than the SEC. It's pretty exciting, though, as a Big Ten fan.
Not even arguably. And you know what? I think the Big Ten at one time was very conservative. No more. You know, you're throwing over $3 million a year out for a coach that you swoop from another conference team. They're no holds barred. I mean, they're going after it now, and I tell you, it's serious business. That shows you how it's important. You got to win. You know, and everybody wants to win, and you know they're letting their hair down and no holds barred going after it.
So the Badgers have Ohio State on the schedule next year, and I know we like to say that the Badgers can beat anyone if they go out and play their game, right? But Ohio State, coming off a national championship, feels like a really hard team to beat. Suddenly, with a full changeup on their defense and now a new defensive coordinator, I feel like it's a more attainable task, Tarik, don't you?
No, I do. I think we're resetting the bar here, and we're starting to do some things. You know, bringing in Grimes, I think, is a big deal. Coach, I don't know if you know Coach Grimes, but I hear he's committed to running the ball and playing a physical brand of football, but he also, you know, he's able to run out of shotgun. He's going to be able to throw the ball. But from what I hear and what I know, he's committed to it. And like I said that before in the first segment, you know, we have D linemen, you know, who are coming. We spent a lot of money or whatever we had to do to get those guys to come here. We got linebackers. I think the secondary has some players. Now we got to develop, you know, a good running game, and to get one of these quarterbacks to play. You know, there's a lot of ifs, but you know, this is all possible. It's just a different version of what we had to do before, Coach. Right? I mean, you got to go evaluate guys, whether at Marshall or in high school or at wherever place, and you just got to develop them and play them.
Well, and first you have to decide what you want to do. Do you have an identity? I didn't really think we had an identity on offense. You know, we called it the air raid, but we really didn't throw it very well. And I was excited because Coach Longo had run the ball at North Carolina, but I didn't see that. You know, we didn't really have anything to hang our hat on. So, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm reading, and I got a nice note from Coach the other day, and you know, he understands, and I'm reading, he wants to do it the Wisconsin way, and what made us successful, and that's being physical up front, starting with the offensive line, all those type things. Those are the right things to say, and that's the right way to emphasize the way this program should go, and that's how we built the program. You know, when I took the job, you look around, I knew the state. I had recruited the state. We're loaded with linemen. We have, I've said this a million times, we have big palookas in this state. We can go out and find linemen. And we can always have a good offensive line. You don't need a whole stable full of backs. You need a couple of them. And build your running game. And, you know, that doesn't mean forget about throwing the ball, but start with running and establish the run and establish being physical. And I hopefully that's a direction that we'll go.
Yeah. Establishing, oh,
that's where we've had the most success.
And Coach Grimes is an O-line coach originally. He was at LSU,
yeah.
He went to UTEP, I believe, and he coached a lot of successful offensive lines. And if Luke was on this, or Coach Fickell was on this radio show, he would tell you, look, he's a D lineman, right? And you know, he went to Ohio State. They build off their run game. We saw it in the national championship. That recipe was what they did back. We played them. It's what we've done. And I think that Coach Fickell is going to say, hey, this is why he made changes. This is why, you know, we're going to be successful. And he's teed us up to be successful. So we'll see.
Those Ohio State guys.
I agree. I think he's on the right track.
And speaking of the right track and getting back to the Wisconsin Badger roots, we do have a clip of Coach Grimes talking about the offensive philosophy. Here is offensive coordinator Grimes.
There are a couple of things that I like to talk about with them. Number one is, you know, I believe when you can run the football, then you can do anything. If you can't run the football, then it limits your ability to do a number of other things. But if you have the ability to run the football and run it effectively week in, week out, then it puts enough pressure on the defense that it allows you to do a lot of other things. And one of those things is throwing the football down the field with the play action game, something that I believe in wholeheartedly. And if you look at explosive play rates, as that leads to win-loss percentage and point differential in games, it's a huge, huge piece of the game in college football. And then the other thing is there are other ways to get receivers the ball as well. And sometimes that is them running the ball, whether that be on a reverse or a fly sweep or bringing them into the backfield in a number of different ways. And so when I talk about running the football, it doesn't just apply to the big guys and the running backs. I hope that's something that is a vision for the entire program that recognizes that's a starting point, but it allows us to do everything that we'd like to do within the game.
That was offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes for the Wisconsin Badgers. And what I'm hearing from him is good, right? I like that we're getting back to Wisconsin football, run the ball, use our guys. But, Coach, I need you to tell me about when you first came to Wisconsin. Did you go out there and create a play calling schematics and all of this around the guys who you had or the guys you wanted?
Well, you have to build your offense on what your players can do. I'm really good. I think, and you know what? They knew it. We didn't have a very good offensive line, although I really believe had we had those guys for a few years, they would have been a good offensive line. We really lacked good quarterback play, receivers. Our skill positions were down. We played pretty good defense. And so, when we went out and recruited, you know, first of all, you go after the best players in the state, the ones that you think can play Division I football. And naturally, you're going to find a lot of those linemen within the state. And you're going to find a good back or two like Brett Moss and J.C. Dawkins. They were both at the same high school. J.C. was a good receiver. You're going to find some skilled players, but you're always going to find good linemen in the state. And that's where you always start. And that's why I felt that we should build our program around running the football.
That makes sense. And you showed up to a team that needed help, and right now Grimes is too. Now, Tarek, when you hear Coach Jeff Grimes talk about that and running the football and finding ways to get people on the perimeter, how do you react?
That excites me. And I think, you know, when he talks about, you know, not just the running backs but the receivers, he's trying to create a dynamic offense that's going to be creative and then be able to set up options and different things like that where you could – You could create, you know, an advantage. And if you have options, you could make a lot of hay based on what you see. So I think he'll create that RPO action where you could kind of throw or pass or, you know, two different things, and it's exciting. So I do think, though, the mentality is critical, that you are physical with the offensive line. And I think that's what I'm hearing from him, and reading his bio, the mentality is the critical thing to create the identity that Coach is talking about, being physical and tough.
Let me say this. I don't think we're that far away from being a very good team. Now, when I came in, we hadn't had a winning season for I don't know how many years. They didn't know how to win. We hadn't won a Big Ten game in a while. I mean, these guys are one season away from being in a bowl game forever. You know, we had the record for consistent bowl game appearances. So he's not stepping into an empty roster. I mean, he's got players here. So he'll add his own players and his own flair and on all that type of thing. But this program isn't rock bottom. This program's not in bad shape for someone just coming in.
And piggyback on that, I think our skill guys were not bad. Our secondary was not bad. Linebackers were okay. The defensive line was depleted. I think Luke knew this. Coach Fickell knew where their weaknesses were, and trying to, as you're building a program, you got to, through recruiting, through different things, you got to be able to, through the transfer portal. And by the emphasis, and again, I'm going to say this, D-line is going to be critical, because they brought in four or five guys that are big dudes who seem to be dynamic. That's going to make a huge difference for us, because we were really on roller skates as a defensive line coach. Is that fair to say? We were always going backwards.
Fair.
And so you just can't be on – you can't have roller skates. The roller skates are getting thrown out. We're coming in, putting the cleats on, and we're going to get after them on defense. So I'm excited for that.
And I'm excited for Janesville, Kia, located right off Interstate 90. It's only minutes away from Madison. They treat people the way they'd like to be treated. See for yourself why people all over Wisconsin have experienced the difference that Janesville Kia can make, and they've told their friends. Come see Kia's groundbreaking lineup of award-winning vehicles in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Experience the difference great customer service can make today at Janesville Kia. This is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5.
I want you to be mine again, baby. I know my lifestyle is driving you crazy. I cannot see myself without you. We call them please, don't you know how we do. I go out of my way to please you. I go out of my way to see you. And I want you to be mine again, baby. I know.
Wait, did they freeze? Coach, they may have disconnected. I was just talking to G and Tarek a second ago, and now they're not moving on the video stream, and they're not talking.
So we're on.
It's just us, Coach.
It's
Riley Yauch, producer of the Great Dane Huddle, here with Badgers legend Barry Alvarez. Coach, well, in the meantime,
here we go.
Yeah, in the meantime, I think G's trying to text me. Yeah, he's asking if we're here. The answer is no. I'm going to text him. But, Coach, I have this audio clip from Jeff Grimes as well where he mentions toughness over tactics that I want your opinion on. Well, I try and figure this out and get them back on. I'm going to play this clip. Then if you could just give us your thoughts on it.
Sure.
Thank you.
One of the things I talk to the offense about a lot is that, we have a lot of cool plays, but everybody has a lot of cool plays. At the end of the day, toughness over tactics. It's more about that than the strategy and how you're going to do it. It's how you run those plays, not how cool they look on a playbook or on a diagram and in somebody's video.
So what are your thoughts on that? I understand that obviously plays and offensive seem to have gotten more complex over the years, but still you need that grittiness to make everything flow. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I love what I hear there. I really do, because that's what we build our whole program on. And the type of kids that you can recruit in Wisconsin, you know, we're going to be limited in the skilled players to play in the Big Ten in the state of Wisconsin. But you're going to get tough players. You're going to get offense and defensive linemen. And you're going to be able to go around the state and find physical players, tough players, guys that will mix it up and compete well in the Big Ten. You'll find running backs and linebackers and guys like that that compete. But, you know, it's you're going to have to leave the state a lot of the times, not all the time, to find quarterbacks, running backs, and skilled players. But I love that attitude, and that's how I think we have a chance to win here at Wisconsin, because your core of your players have to be Wisconsin players, and that's the type of guys you can get.
Do you think you can instill that sort of toughness, that sort of Wisconsin brand, into kids from out of state? Because so far, Fickell's MO seems to be going outside of the state of Wisconsin and bringing kids in. Is it possible to still instill that culture into all these out-of-state kids?
Well, you're not going to take somebody that won't mix it up and is not physical. You're not going to turn him into a, you know, to a physical dominant defense or offensive lineman or player. I mean, you can tell whether a player is physical. It doesn't make any difference where they're from. And you have to bring us in. You can't bring anyone in that's timid or a finesse player in the offense and defensive line. You want to bring guys in that are tough, guys that are physical, guys that will buy into that type of program, because that's the way you want to play.
Okay. And when you were out recruiting players, were you more focused? Jeff Grimes, he has a whole 20-minute interview he met with, a press conference from last week. He met with a local Wisconsin journalist, and he talked a lot about quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. and how he had all the intangibles last year, even though he had a garbage offensive line, to put it bluntly, that he was able to not let that rattle him mentally. How much emphasis did you put on those intangibles, the mental side of things, versus the physical abilities of guys?
Well, you have to be able to, first of all, you have to rely on the coach, someone who's coaching him, who sees him every day, who knows him, who's coached him for a while, knows what type of player he is. He knows what type of player we're looking for, that he's tough enough. Is he going to be consistent? Is he going to be somebody that'll mix it up? Is he going to be someone that is going to wait his turn and be a program type guy and not just some prima donna who's been pampered and plays great, but if it all doesn't go his way, he's gone. You know, or he's a distraction. You know, those are things that you have to find out with relationships that you build with high school coaches. But you can recruit guys. I mean, and you'll know, you can tell whether they'll mix it up and whether they'll be physical. You can see that. And it doesn't make any difference where they come from, in-state, out-of-state. You see the guy.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for helping me stall, Coach. I really appreciate it. We now have the guys back. So, Alex G, take it away. Go back to hosting your show.
Going on over here. Tarek's picking up my phone, checking it for text messages mid-segment. Someone's kicking over the Ethernet cord that we're using to get onto the break or onto the internet. Now, Coach, what was going on? What'd we miss?
He just asked about recruitment and, our new coaches want physical players. They want to. How do you read a physical player? How do you know whether they're physical? Well, you can see that when you watch film. A high school coach will tell you whether a guy's tough or not. You don't have to see what type of program they're from or how many games they've won. You can tell. I can watch film with Tarek. I can see he wanted to mix it up. He loved football, and he was going to be physical. Then we'll coach him the way we want. So we're just talking about that type thing.
Well, do you love football?
That's a great segue because, you know, after we recruit the hell out of Wisconsin, we're going right to Connecticut, right, Coach? And we're going to take those that great football
we're
state
the
of Connecticut.
Top, we're going to talk to take the great players out of Connecticut, both of them.
There you go. By the way, Christian, one of the two.
Christian Allegro's from Darien, Connecticut.
Wow. I love to hear it. There's a guy from my high school who went to Iowa. So we must be losing some of them in state. But we're building the wall back around the state. Wow, that's I'm pushing some boundaries there. We're picking up right where we left off. This is the Great Dane Huddle. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this. This is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5.
This is how we do it.
Not alive from the Great Dane Hilldale location. I'm Alex Pratt alongside Tarek Saleh, who is pretty fired up about how popular the NFL is. What's going on?
I was just Googling the other day, top viewed events of 24. And the NFL had 75% of the games.
And I can tell you, that's way down from last year. Last year was 96 of the top 100 with that was football. It was 93 of the top 100 and three college football games. Football is just what people like to watch, man.
No question. Yeah, the college football games, they've done well.
Oh, absolutely. And the college football national championship went really well. Coach, now obviously you're a college guy. You love college football. But do you throw a party the same way for the national championship game that you do for for the Super Bowl?
No. I follow certain teams. I'll throw a party to watch the Badgers play. I'll throw a party to watch the Cowboys play. Other than that, I did have people over here to watch the national championship game. I had two other couples, but I like football. But there's some you know. I'm not going to watch every game that's on.
Right.
And but for the most part, I'm going to follow the Badgers, Cowboys, and the big games.
You know, it's hard when you have too many people to really enjoy
watch
the game.
That's right.
You just sit there and talk
so
all the time.
Are you going to be doing Super Bowl parties this year?
Thank you. What's that? I'm not going to do a Super Bowl party. I'll just watch it with a neighbor or something like that.
And your girls won't with Taylor Swift having her hands in this one?
They'll be watching.
They'll be watching, but will there be a party?
No party.
See,
no.
That's what I love about the Taylor Swift effect. Suddenly I'm having a Super Bowl party with all of my friends who are not football fans.
And so that's they the also worst. Never going to be able to watch any of it.
No, it's great because they come to me as the expert. Oh, he works for ESPN. He knows what he's talking about. What does this mean? What does that mean? So I love a good Super Bowl party.
Listen, there's something wrong when your party's watching commercials and they don't watch the football game. That's a bad deal, and that's why Coach is like, hey, keep it small. Let's watch the game and enjoy it. And
I'm not a Super Bowl party guy. I want to watch the game.
And so, okay, I like that
because I've been to those parties. You don't watch the game. Everybody's wearing you out, and your head's on a swivel. You're doing everything but watching the game. I like to watch the game.
I like to do the party games around the game, right? So you get together, you do the Super Bowl squares, you do, you know, maybe a first points of the game, things like that, a little
100%.
Sheet. You get your games going, you can talk, and that way everyone's engaged with it, and they're enjoying the content.
Yeah, see, but like Coach and I, we could put our bets in before the game, and then we could watch the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I buy the squares for Cindy. I won last year for the, what was it? Must have been the basketball tournament. She won $2,000. I just put her name in. I buy her a couple squares at our country. She won a couple $1,000. And so now she's fired up. She bought squares. And I finished playing golf the other day. I'm having lunch. A guy comes up and says, Cindy bought the squares. Now you need to pay for them.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Love squares.
Do you get in any other, you know, major sporting events? Obviously, you mentioned the March Madness, the basketball tournament. Do you lock in for that? Do you watch that?
Yeah, I do.
The Badgers are
naturally
looking pretty
I
good.
Watch.
They're locked in.
I like watching. I love watching the Badgers play, but I'll watch. I like to watch Big Ten teams play. I like to watch somebody that I could root for. So if it's a Big Ten team playing in the NCAA tournament and I can root for them, I'll do that. I like to do that. But I'll watch the tournament. I really enjoy it.
It's perfect. Do you like to watch for upsets? I love an underdog story, and that's why I was rooting for the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
And Josh Allen last week.
Absolutely. If you don't have any – if you have no skin in the game, I root for the underdog all the time.
Love to hear it. That's Coach Barry Alvarez. He's live from his location in undisclosed location, I should say. Tarek Saleh and I sitting here at the Great Dane Hilldale location. This has been the Great Dane Huddle live from Hilldale.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys.